The world-famous, highly anticipated John Heyman Report is brought to you by Sport Clips. Sport Clips, cut the weight, download the new Sport Clips Haircuts app, and check in. And by Brother Supply, New York's number one source for ice, air, PTAX, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Here he is.
One of the greats.
John Heyman.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. It seems like a long time. It feels like a lot's happened since we last spoke.
Didn't you pick the Nationals to win the National League East?
That's a very good try, but no, I did not.
I think that was me, unfortunately.
I was so pleased with my predictions, I just reposted them on Twitter this morning.
Okay.
I did see that because you predicted
I did not
the
have
Phillies.
The Nationals.
Phillies?
I
yes.
had the Phillies.
Yep.
I had the Phillies. And like Evan, I had the Twins, and I had the Dodgers and Astros in the World Series. So those are the main picks, and I'm pretty pleased with myself. Of course, I post that, and all I get are, where are the Cubs? Where are the Cubs? Okay, well, I didn't have the Cubs, but I had the Cubs better than a lot of people. A lot of those sites had them winning 70-something games. I thought the Cubs would be decent.
But, John,
I didn't have them winning the division.
You can't take bows in May. Come on.
Yeah, it's a little early, John. It's not even more.
Well, I want to do it
yet.
Now because, you know, things can turn around. And once they right. turn around, it won't be pleasant. So I want to take it while I can.
Shouldn't the Nationals get rid of Mike Rizzo now? I mean, shouldn't he be gone?
You know, I think there is tension. I will say that. He's got a year to go. It's not going to happen now. It may happen in the winter. You know, his big moves, which is not easy in free agency, have been excellent. Scherzer, one of the best free agent signings ever. Obviously, Corbin, it's only May. As you guys pointed out, it's early, but that one looks pretty good. I know he had a bad outing against the Mets, but pretty good. It's that bullpen that's a disaster right now.
Yep.
And a $206 million payroll combination. And I do think that his relationship has been a little bit up and down with ownership. But you know what? He has hung in there, unlike the managers. Their biggest mistake, I think, was firing Dusty Baker.
Right,
and that was
right.
ownership's decision. That was a very poor decision. You want to have a guy who wins 95 games on average, you don't fire him. It doesn't make any sense.
Now, you know, watching the Nationals the last couple of days, they're bad, obviously, but they're not that far off. I mean, you almost look at them and say, if they had a competent bullpen, if they had maybe a fifth starter, I know Jeremy Hellickson's going back on the injured list, so they've taken a hit in their rotation. But they've got such good, they have some really good young position players between Soto and Robles and Turner and Rendon for now. It seems as if they had a reasonable bullpen, John, they wouldn't be half bad.
Exactly. I agree with that. And the injuries did not help. They were missing at different times, 2 through 5 in the order. I know Rendon was only out a little while. Soto was only out a little while. But Turner, that cost them. Adams has been out. Zimmerman's been out. So they've had their share of injuries. The bullpen is, I mean, this is all-time bad. Even Doolittle kind of joined the circus yesterday with that performance. So, I mean, there you got a bullpen ERA over 6. And I know it's early. It's May, but it played almost 50 games. That's all-time horrific.
Yes, no doubt about it. And it's time for, and I know that Evan was just telling me that Mickey Callaway said that Dom Smith's going to be in the outfield soon, but Dom Smith should be in the outfield today. I mean, when you look at the Met lineup with all these injuries now, Nimmo is out now, Conforto's still out with the concussion, Cano, not that I'm that upset about it, but Cano's on the IL, all of this kind of thing going on. I got to see Dom Smith. They don't even have a left-hand hitter in the lineup today. And now McNeil's on the IL, too, if you haven't seen that. I mean,
yeah,
you got to give me Dom Smith's bat in the lineup here.
Yeah, I'd like to see him in there. The guy can hit. The lefty, I agree. Like to see him in there. Definitely. And on Cano, see what you guys did to him? They all got upset because he didn't hustle. Then he hustled, and now he's hurt. The guy, for the first time in his career,
John,
he's hurt.
Hold on a second.
Guy's 36, not doing PEDs.
My issue with Robbie Cano is not the lack of hustle. It's the fact he stinks.
Yeah.
It's the fact he's hitting 245. It's the fact that half the league had more RBIs than Robinson Cano.
He's been horrible.
I don't care about the lack of hustling. Come on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it's not you then. But that's what I was hearing from other people. But that's the way he plays. That's the way he's always played. And I don't think we should be shocked about that.
But if you're not hustling, if you're batting 320, it's one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And I think you know, with the Yankees and having Jeter on the team, he got that rep a little bit, but I think he was more in line. now he's kind of the leader of the team. So who's going to talk to him? Who's going to tell him? So he's played this way forever. He's got 2,500 hits like this. If it wasn't for the PED, he'd be on his way to the Hall of Fame. Probably hard to change the stripes now. But, you know, I mean, he's had a fantastic career doing it this way. But, yeah, just for Callaway's sake, he should have hustled. And, the second time he had to do something.
Maybe we could get, like, the, for the next second baseman that we get that had this great career elsewhere, maybe we could get, like, Bobby Grich. Can we get him? what do you think? How about Joe Morgan? Could he still play? I mean, why not?
Bobby Grich, you know, he should be in the Hall of Fame. Maybe if he had another couple of years, he could get those numbers up there.
Yeah,
so,
well, there's a lot of should-bes in the Hall of Fame, but we won't get into that. But, I mean,
you're right. It's been a history, right?
Right, it's unbelievable.
Well, you know, Cano, it is only 50 games. You pointed it out. I shouldn't be tooting my own horn on my predictions yet, and we shouldn't give up on Cano yet. We can't.
It's not,
he's got
John,
five years.
Well, that's what's going to make it potentially worse than Alomar and Baerga and Luis Castillo, because he does have 5 years on his deal, including this. The problem is, normally I'd say you're right, it's 50 games. Take your time. He's old. He's off PEDs. There are warning signs in a young man's game that baseball is more so than ever that we're never going to see the old Robinson Cano.
Well, he was good last year, and he was good after he came back, presumably not on PEDs after he came back. So I think that was part of the impetus to get him to say, you know what, the guy's still performing at excellent levels when he was on the field last year. So, like I said, 50 games, I'm not giving up on him. You take all the moves in totality, it doesn't look great right now. And I will point out there were a few good moves, not including McNeil in that trade with Seattle, with Smart, Alonso getting called up, which I felt he had
to
in New York anyway. That was good. J.D. Davis, very good. Diaz has been fine. He hasn't been exceptional like he was last year, but he's been fine. But, yeah, at this point, you got more on the negative than the positive. But it isn't crazy. It isn't like every move was a disaster, as people are painting it. But, yeah, right now, I would say it's negative on the ledger. Familia has not been good. Obviously, that wasn't good either. Cano, not good. Ramos has not been good. So that's a lot of money spent for those three guys and not good.
On the other side, the Yankees continue to get bad news when it comes to health, but they win anyway. CeCe's probably going to go on the injured list. Giancarlo had another setback. What's your feeling on this team right now? Do you think this run that they've been on, and obviously the competition will eventually get a little bit tougher than the Orioles, who after today they don't play till August, but can they sustain not this kind of pace, but a first-place pace without their big horses back, in your opinion?
Well, I at this point, I have to say they can. I doubted them when they had the 13 injuries early and said that they had a bigger issue than the Red Sox, but they have been brilliant. You know, you got to give them credit. The teams, the cheap pickups have been excellent. Ursula's been excellent. I mean, LeMahieu, I guess, not cheap pickup, but a lot of people question that. He's an excellent player, especially defensively, really good for a team. So credit him for that. Voit, that cost nothing. That was good. Herman came in that Prado deal. So their cheap pickups have been fantastic. Like a lot of other teams, the major pickups have been spotty in their case for the injuries. But I think they can. They've been great. You know, what can you say? You're right. Not playing Baltimore, that's going to hurt. Baltimore is all time bad.
And look, and Aaron Boone has done a tremendous job with this team, no doubt about it. But does it make sense to you, John, that Gleyber Torres, who has now 10 of his 12 home runs against Baltimore, and I believe it's four multiple home run games this year against them, so they sit him today? I mean, does that make sense
Absolutely not. No, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we have to be equal in our criticism. And the Boone, you're right, very good job overall, but fair to bring that up. That made no sense to me. I was searching for the reason, and then when I saw it, I couldn't believe it, that he needs a day off or something like that, you know, that he wanted to give him a day off and this is a good time to do it. I don't think this is a good time to do it. 10 home runs against Baltimore, that puts him in Garrett Ruth territory.
Right.
For home runs against one team, it should not be sitting. Should not be. If Mickey was did this would have been back page material. But, you know, Boone can go with his gut or do something odd when you he's basically the manager of the year at this point, so yeah. He can do what he wants, I guess.
You'll
hear it from us, but nobody else.
I'm almost
He'd be sitting Mickey Mantle in 1956. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
he would be.
Well, there wouldn't be a Cal Ripken streak or a Lou Gehrig streak
because everybody needs
their off day, and
there never will be again.
Not even close.
I'm okay with an off day, but not when a guy's off
he's red hot.
10 home runs in 11 games.
Right, well, and hit two yesterday.
But these managers, John, it's not just Aaron Boone. They don't believe in hot streaks. That's what they're telling us by some of these decisions that here's Gleyber Torres on a historical run against the Orioles. I mean, it's making Gary Thorne go mad on the Orioles broadcast, and you're going to sit him? You know, a caller called in before, John, and at first I was like, oh, that's a crazy conspiracy theory. He said, maybe Boone's protecting Gleyber. Maybe the Orioles are so embarrassed by what's happened, they're going to drill this guy, and Boone's thinking, let me protect him from it. And
I don't think so. The Orioles don't mind losing. We can't forget that.
People
are saying, why is Chris Davis playing early? I'm saying he's the perfect Oriole.
John, the players mind. You think the players like giving up home runs to Gleyber Torres?
I think they would. I don't think the players would be hitting on the Orioles. Gleyber Torres. They're got a bunch of kids out there. They're not thinking like that. They're trying to get him out. But in this case, I think maybe they would have pitched around him, which isn't so terrible. They have maybe four walks today if he's in the lineup. You know, I think that's the result. I don't believe that he's thinking of protecting him because he's doing too good. That makes no sense to me.
As you've dismissed the conspiracy theory.
I have. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist.
No, not either. It's almost becoming illogical to sit guys when they're hot, even though every manager is starting to do it constantly right now.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that. I mean, even if you don't believe in it, if you're not sure if it's true, you got to think there's some possibility a guy could be locked in or seeing the ball or what, all those phrases we've heard for the last 100 years. And I mean, it certainly seems that there are cold streaks and there are hot streaks. Why pretend that they don't exist?
What do you make of the Stanton stuff? Because I remember Joe and I would always talk about Giancarlo and say the one knock on him is there always seems to be an injury. The last couple of years, that didn't happen. He was very healthy in 17 when he was the MVP. He was healthy last year. This season is almost reminding me now of early Giancarlo where there was always something. Sometimes bad luck. You know, you get hit by a pitch, it's bad luck. But there always seemed to be something wrong with him, and that's basically what 2019 has been for him.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't it John Kruk who said you can't pull fat? You know, the fat guys never seem to go on the DL with these type of injuries. So this guy is in crazy perfect condition. I mean, beyond what anybody else is at the major league level. So, I remember when Reggie was playing, he's not like this. You know, he'd pull a muscle here and there, but it would be 2 weeks. It wouldn't be a month, 2 months. I don't know what goes on today. You think medical care would be better. It doesn't seem like it's doing the trick. It's a little hard to explain. I mean, I think generally it's probably not a great idea to trade for a guy off of his career year, and you probably overpay at that point, and they did with cash, not necessarily with players, but with cash, which they can afford anyway, but probably wasn't great timing there. That's the one. That and the Gordon trade are the two trades the Marlins are celebrating. I mean, everybody's reminding them that they traded Chris Paddock and Luis Castillo and obviously Yelich and three or four other guys who are having all-star seasons, but they did do some things right, and they traded Gordon off of a high great season, and they traded Giancarlo off of an MVP season, and probably not a good idea to pick him up off of that season.
Talking to the great John Heyman. All right, so what's the real story about what happened to Cespedes?
I wish I knew, but
I figured you had some inside info.
I don't think anybody knows.
You know what I mean?
I don't. Lloyd's of London's going to do an investigation, I'm sure. There's a lot of money at stake, and the team could recover some money too. Obviously, the team's going to recover at least some of it because Lloyd's is responsible. We believe it's 75%, although I don't know that's been confirmed. After typically, it's after 60-day deductible, so the Mets could get half the money back. Off of the season, something like that, but maybe they'll get more money back if something else is proven here. I mean, the claim that he had a misstep and had a violent fall, I mean, first of all, it's his own property, it's his own fault, but I don't think that is actionable, as they say in legalese. But if he's on a horse, an ATV, anything like that, it certainly is. And could set up a fight. I mean, it seems hard to believe that he broke his ankle in multiple places by taking a misstep.
Right.
I don't think even a normal person does that, much less a world-class athlete.
You know, it's funny.
It seems hard to believe.
I was reading, they were printing, I don't know if this was Cespedes' contract. I don't know if you saw this, but they were printing, like, in a normal contract, all the things that you cannot do, okay?
Yeah, I saw Ken David off in the Post.
Did you see? Right.
It's a rather long list.
You can't skydive. You can't bungee jump. You know, you can't play basketball.
Yeah,
you can't skateboard. You can't do – the one thing you could do, though, is play golf. I just wanted to mention that. You could do that.
Well, what does that say about golf?
Yeah, I am 100%
about the
golf.
It's not that
violent. It's hard to hurt yourself playing golf.
Yeah, you could hurt yourself playing golf.
You could hurt yourself walking on your ranch, apparently.
You know, you can believe me, you can do it.
Oh, yeah, listen, Tiger had 10 back operations. Of course, he did have that car accident. I'm not sure what caused it.
Well, no, but I mean, you could – believe me, you could hurt yourself playing golf, even though you wouldn't
think
so. You
could hurt yourself playing golf, but I think that's not a – violent sport, so I would say that should be okay. But we talked about Aaron Boone. Let's give him credit. He's the one guy who really was honest that I did it playing basketball.
No, he was. You're right.
And he was rewarded. He's now the Yankee manager.
It led to A-Rod.
Right.
I mean, think about the turn of events it caused.
That was huge. Right. Will, now, you know, if Cespedes was honest about it, maybe he could be the Mets.
Yeah, you know what?
Did you see that?
You know what this is going to lead to? More money for the Wilpons E-League team.
Right, that they're not going to spend.
Right, they'll spend it on that. They'll spend it on the E-League.
Possibly, a little bit.
To keep in the vault.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to lose half the money anyway because the deductible, plus you only get a percentage, so they still aren't really making out that much on the deal. But, yeah, it's possible they could recover some money. Yes.
Well, we saw Max Scherzer last night at Citi Field. On August 3rd, what team will Max Scherzer be on?
I mean, I think it's the Nats, but I think it's reasonable to discuss whether he could get traded. I mean, they have a little bit of a transition there with Mark Lerner and the board picking up the reins from Ted Lerner, and they've certainly behaved differently in that time. They didn't go crazy for Harper. They're not going crazy for Rendon. All indications from what I hear is Rendon deal will not get done. They offered him a so-called creative deal. That's not what they wanted, of course. They wanted a lot of money. So that's not getting done. So Rendon could get traded. But, you know, Scherzer, he's got 2 years to go. He becomes 10-5 next year. They're way out of it at this point, 11 under. So certainly within the realm of possibility that they do trade him.
But you should certainly trade Rendon. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You should get rid
of
him. Forget about now. Send him to Kansas City.
If they should, for us as Met fans, if they were a real organization,
they'd
sign the guy to not creative contracts, but
that's
big
what I'm
contract.
From a Met fan.
I'd love for him to go anywhere else. Right. In the American League, specifically.
I said Kansas City.
Yeah. It'd be great.
Yeah, guys like that do not get signed with 3 to 4 months to go. Very rarely. They did sign Strasburg several years ago to a 175 for seven
deal. And he's a Boris guy, too.
But I don't see Rendon getting signed. And Renato got a very good deal, that seven-year extension for $234 million. And the case could be made that Rendon is better offensively. I mean, if you throw in the ballpark and the WAR numbers and all that, I know you guys love the WAR numbers.
I think
Arenado makes sense to make a little bit more than Rendon for me, but I doubt he signs for less than that, and I know they haven't offered anything close to that at this point. So
we got to run, but it was good talking to you.
John, have a great Memorial Day weekend, John.
Thank you very much. Same to you guys.
John Heyman on the baseball CC to the injured list. Nestor Cortez is back, and Boone only thinks he's going to miss a start. It's the thing about the injured list. It's only 10 days, so you're going to only miss one start.
You're a pitcher. It's not that bad.
Not bad at all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.